Have you ever tried to comprehend the love of Jesus? The Apostle Paul in his letter to the Ephesians says that this is his prayer for them, that they would understand the love of Jesus to the fullest. In fact, he says he bows his knees before the Father above, from whom every family is named in heaven and on earth. And he says all of this so that they don't lose heart as they hear about his suffering or as they even go through suffering themselves. Here's the whole point. You see, to comprehend the love of Jesus is to be plunged into the immensity of it. His prayer in Ephesians 3, 17 through 19 is that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, he tells us that we need strength and power from God to even begin to understand this. And all of this is brought about in our lives through the power of God's Spirit in us. And because of his power and strength in us, we who are in Christ, faith in Jesus is produced. And so, dear brother and sister, listen to me. What's so amazing about this and that is that our hearts, our minds, when they're plunged into the breadth, height, length, depths of the love of Jesus, our Savior, nothing else in this life can compare. No hardship, no temptation, no evil, no disaster, no turmoil. There is no satisfaction from the world. Nothing in all of what we experience in life, good or bad, can even compare to the love only found in Jesus. It's too immense. And so it's no wonder why this is Paul's prayer for every saint of God, right? That we really lean into this truth to understand and comprehend the love of Christ, because when we're there, when we're doing that, we see the immensity of it, and that reminds us of this great truth. Listen to me. I'm going to say it again. That nothing can shake your faith. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.